This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Spurs are down to 8th in the Premier League table after the defeat against Brentford on Saturday. Reports are stating that Nagelsmann is back in the frame for the Spurs job, but he wants assurances from the board. The final general manager has come out and said there has been no request from Tottenham for head coach Arne Slot. Lucas Moura has said goodbye. Heung-min Son has said the game against Brentford was unacceptable. Alan Shearer has come out and said that Kane needs to look at his options. And former midfielder Jermaine Jenas has come out and said no path, no direction, no manager, and no style of play. Welcome back to the channel. Hope you're all keeping well. This is another edition of Tottenham News, but I'll begin for all of the latest Spurs news, rumours and reports. If you're watching this on YouTube, please do hit that subscribe button, like, share and comment below. And if you're listening to this on an audio platform, please do hit that follow button and leave a review if you can. So let's start by talking about Saturday's results in the Premier League. Tottenham Hotspur 1, Brentford 3, Bournemouth 0, Manchester United 1, Fulham drew 2-2 at home against Crystal Palace, Liverpool drew 1-1 at home against Aston Villa, Wolves drew 1-1 at home against Everton, and Nottingham Forest beat Arsenal 1-0 at the City Ground. Now, after Saturday's results, Tottenham Hotspur are now down to 8th in the Premier League table with one game left. We have now played 37, we have won 17, drawn 6 and lost 14. We have a goal difference of plus 4. We have 57 points. At the moment, we will not be playing European football next season. Of course, it is the final day of the Premier League campaign next Sunday. We will be playing Leeds United away at Elland Road. We could finish as high as 6th with a win at the moment as things stand, because of course Brighton do have 2 games in hand, but we could finish as high as 6th in a Europa League spot. We could finish 7th in a Europa Conference League spot, or we could finish 8th or 9th, which of course would mean no European football at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium next season. 3 Premier League games will take place on Sunday afternoon. West Ham United will host Leeds United, Brighton will host Southampton, and champions Manchester City will host Chelsea at the Etihad. On Saturday evening, on Match of the Day, Alan Shearer and Jermaine Jenas had their say on Harry Kane and the Tottenham Hotspur situation. Premier League legend Alan Shearer on Harry Kane said, "If it was me personally in his situation now, yeah, I would look at my options. He has been brilliant and loyal to Tottenham. I don't think any Tottenham fan could complain if he said, look, I've done my time here and I have to look elsewhere." Former Spurs midfielder Jermaine Jenas said, "There is no doubt that teams can go through tough times and so forth if you lose managers, but there doesn't seem to be any path or direction at Tottenham. There's no manager, there's no style of play. Who is staying, who is going, and their biggest problem, their best player, Harry Kane, no one knows what is happening about the Kane situation right now." So it is now 56 days since Antonio Conte left Tottenham Hotspur Football Club. Saturday evening, the Times newspaper reported that Julian Nagelsmann is back in the running to be the next Tottenham Hotspur manager, but the German coach wants assurances over the club's next sporting director. The Times newspaper have stated that talks broke down last week, but they have since resumed. The 35-year-old wants to know who will be replacing Fabio Prattigi before committing himself to the North London club. Now, in the last couple of days, certainly there has been lots of speculation about the possibility of Spurs appointing Feyenoord boss Arne Slot. Well, Feyenoord general manager Dennis De Closa has come out and said today, no, there has been no request from Tottenham. In February, there was concrete interest from Leeds United, but we and Arne said no to that. Arne did not want to go to Leeds, and I think that that was a very good decision. He then went on to say, we went a long way with Arne and we broke open his contract last year. We are more than satisfied with him, and if there is interest in him, we will hear about it. Sometimes it is also very nice to realise what you've got. Now, after Tottenham Hotspur lost 3-1 at home against Brentford on Saturday, Tottenham Hotspur star Heung-min Son said the following: it was an important game when I looked at the table, but I made a lot of mistakes in the second half, even though I played well in the first half. It's unacceptable, but it's so disappointing that it repeats itself. I'm sorry to finish the last home game like this. It's hard to accept today's result ahead of the final game of the season. I think the last game against Leeds will be a difficult game because Leeds are also in a difficult position.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Sonny then went on to say, I will recover well and play a good game. I'm so grateful to the fans. I feel it every moment, every week, every game. But saying thank you always isn't enough. I think it's the moment I need the most in the last game. I would like to say that I am always grateful for the support I have for the players who are lacking during the first season. Now, my thoughts on these stories in today's episode. I tell you what, I'm pretty gutted after Saturday's performance and result. The first half was brilliant. It's probably one of the best first halves we've seen this season under Antonio Conte, Stellini and Mason. It is probably one of the best 45 minutes of entertaining football I've watched. A number of Spurs moves should have resulted in a lot more goals than just going in 1-0 up at the break. Of course, Harry Kane scored a magnificent goal, always delivers for us. And, you know, I just hope and pray that Harry Kane stays for us. But as Alan Shearer has come out and said now, he needs to look at his options. I've no doubt that a lot of fans, Spurs fans, a lot of general football fans, a lot of pundits, ex-players, etc., will probably tell him to move on. He deserves more. There is absolutely no doubt about that. Us fans deserve more. Harry Kane deserves more. We deserve trophies and so does he. But as Jermaine Jenas came out and said on Match of the Day yesterday, no path, no direction, no manager, no style of play. It's a frustrating time for all of us Spurs fans right now. It is a very unhappy time. A lot of fans feel very disconnected with the club and what we're doing as a football club right now. And this is why, yet again, it is such a huge summer. We need to appoint a new director of football as soon as possible. This week or this coming week would be absolutely ideal before the season ends. So a director of football can come in and start planning for the summer. Start planning to bring a new manager in or a new head coach in and coaching staff. And of course, new players. So many players need to go out the door. Of course, we've got all of these loan players coming back as well. I tell you what, the in tray for the new director of football and the new head coach is absolutely huge. There is a huge amount of work to do at this football club and it needs to start as soon as possible. So the new head coach situation, of course, reports have come out stating that Nagelsmann is back in the frame for the Spurs job, but he wants assurances. And final general manager has come out and said that there has been no request from Tottenham for Arne Slot. So the manager search does continue. We are 55 days in since Antonio Conte left the football club. Of course, it took 72 days before Nuno Espirito Santo was appointed. And at the moment, we are being linked with every manager under the sun right now. So I've absolutely no doubt that this will continue for, you know, a little while longer. Because, of course, we do need to bring in a director of football first. But the assurances thing, Nagelsmann, if this is true and Nagelsmann is back in the frame, I think Nagelsmann would be a great appointment footballing-wise. The only thing that does worry me about Julian Nagelsmann is the fact that when he left Bayern Munich, there were a lot of stories coming out stating that he had attitude problems with those above. And if that is true, how on earth will he get on with our board and in particular Daniel Levy? Because, of course, we want this to be a good relationship. All of us Spurs fans want a decent manager in, a young up and coming manager that plays entertaining football. Nagelsmann certainly ticks all of those boxes. But, of course, we want a person that gets on well with board members as well, because otherwise we know exactly how this is going to go. He'll come in. And he'll be here for 12 to 18 months. You know, arguments will happen and then he will end up leaving. You know, this next appointment needs to be a manager that is going to work well. And the board need to give them assurances, need to give them promises. This is going to happen and you will have X, Y, and Z control. That is an absolute must. As I've said many times on these episodes, we need to do things differently now as a football club because we need to be successful in, you know, upcoming seasons. That is without question. We've, you know, we've been without a trophy now for 15 years. It is far too long. Thanks for watching and thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. If you're watching this on YouTube, please do hit that subscribe button, like, share and comment below. And if you're listening to this on an audio platform, please do hit that follow button and leave a review if you can. Enjoy the rest of your weekend and I'll see you on the next one. Until then, come on you Spurs.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.